During the Senate confirmation hearings for Alberto Gonzalez, I heard constant references to his humble origins.
NPR senior news analyst Daniel Shore.
Growing up in a shack with seven brothers and sisters, no hot water, no telephone, the son of migrant workers, he made it to Harvard Law School, to the Texas judiciary, and the White House staff. Gonzalez had been introduced to the Senate Judiciary Committee by recently elected Senator Ken Salazar, a Democrat but a fellow Hispanic. And in the rows behind the witness table were representatives of major Hispanic organizations. Judge Gonzalez faced some serious questions about the White House memos he had written on prisoner abuse, but President Bush had said that Gonzalez embodied the American dream. And who would want to fight the American dream? In the end, Gonzalez was confirmed, but with an unusual 36 nay votes. The ethnic card was also played by Condoleezza Rice, but more subtly. She had said, testifying before the 9/11 Commission last April, "When our founding fathers said, 'We the people,' they didn't mean me." But succeeding another African-American, Colin Powell, as Secretary of State, Dr. Rice did not need to talk about her race. It was civil rights groups that raised the race issue. The Congress of Racial Equality criticized Senator Robert Byrd, a one-time Klansman, for his opposition to the nominee. Dr. Rice was confirmed with 13 votes against her. There is no indication that race played any part. Why do I go back over this recent history? Because I would hope the time had come when ethnicity was simply a fact and not a recommendation for high office. Raul Reyes, a New York attorney, wrote in USA Today that he hoped to see the day when the president would no longer make his selection based on he's loyal, he's Latino, and he has a great life story. This is Daniel Shore.